I'm at Canteen for Bands Undone, and with me are some of the members of Wooden Sky. Introduce yourselves, and what do you play?
I'm Wyatt. I play bass, backup vocals.
I'm Gavin, and I play the guitar.
I'm Kip, and I play the drums.
So, how long have you been together as a band?
Me and Gavin have been together for 7 years, and I think Kip and Simon have been about 4 years now. So, like, this yeah. whole group, I
four
think,
years?
Four, almost
I
4 years.
I can't believe that.
Next summer will be 4 years, yeah.
So that's 3 years now.
We should go out for
winter.
Red Lobster.
So how's the tour been so far?
Good.
Excellent.
Excellent.
We're just starting. This is the third day, so we're just trying to remember how to do it.
What's considered your favorite tour, like, previously? So I heard, like, do you guys perform on a canoe? I don't know if that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. I don't think there's any favorite tour. All of them are pretty awesome in their own right. Like, touring with LA Brood was amazing. Touring the, like, Bedrooms and Backstreets tour, like, alternative venues, was awesome as well. I don't think any of them are necessarily better than the other ones. But, yeah.
Touring with Jonas is really fun, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Each one's really different.
Yeah. I watch the water rolling off the river.
So my dear,
has it been a challenge to write songs?
Yes.
How so?
It's hard, man.
So is there only one person writing a song, just a group?
It's a group effort.
I write 20% of the material.
So do I.
I write the songs at home, and then we work on them a lot together.
So what would be your most favorite song from your current album?
For me, I don't know. It kind of changes, actually, for me.
They become very different when you play them live, too. It's like the qualities you level up in. So it changes from day to day for me. I don't know what you.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, for me, Something Hiding For Us in the Night is always, like, one that I really like the most, I guess, all the time. It just never changes.
So who are your musical influences?
That's
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks.
Tom Petty.
Townes Van Zandt,
a good one.
I'm really liking that Michael Hurley stuff.
Michael Hurley is a new favorite, yeah.
Yeah.
Phil Collins is a guilty pleasure.
I mean, every day when you drove me to school.
My mom played. She played Shania Twain.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was awful, but she loved it. So.
That was a steady diet of Phil Collins and James Taylor.
I don't know what to say.
He's annoying.
Him. Annoying, that's good.
Yeah.
He's cheesy as fuck.
He's a pest.
He's a pest?
You always said about guilty pleasures. I was about to say about songs. What would be your guilty pleasure song?
I don't really feel guilty about liking anything.
I don't either.
I feel like if I like something, then I should just cherish it.
It's fun to have a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
I was going to say mine was Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. Ra 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 ra
ra ra ra ra ra ra ra ra. Gaga.
That's a guilty one. Although she's pretty a wicked performer. I never actually heard her music before.
She's a writer. I don't know if you knew that.
Sting.
Sting.
No way. I openly hate Sting.
I love Destiny's Child, actually.
Yeah, I love Destiny's Child.
Beyonce is awesome.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's really great.
Put her ring on it.
Beyonce?
I'm not guilty. There's no guilt there, though.
Whoop, there it is.
Why would you ever feel guilty about
that's
that?
That's true, I know. I just want to bring that up and laugh about it.
So now we get to
CNC
old
Music Factory.
Yeah.
Now we get to old school guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
Dance Mix 92,
93. That was a hit.
God,
that
was good.
God,
it was good.
Ace of Base, too, is another. I used to perform dances to Ace of Base with my sister.
I don't doubt that at all.
Dance to Ace of Base with your sister.
How about Criss Cross?
Oh man, I actually, there was one family gathering that I went to, it was a Christmas gathering, and I wore overalls, and I went to the bathroom and changed and wore them backwards, because I thought it was the coolest thing.
Did you have one strap on then?
You
probably did, yeah.
So,
yeah. You're an idiot.
Horses by my window blowing, you're fast asleep, far below in the hall. But you never
know. So, what do you miss about the 2000s? Musically, fashion, whatever.
It's too soon to tell.
Yeah.
Ask me like in 2020.
Yeah, or ask me in 3000, I think.
Yeah. His corpse. Yeah.
Aside from the music, who's your favorite sports team? Don't tell me it's the Maple Leafs.
Hartford Whalers.
Hartford Whalers, yeah. The Whale, 93.
Still play them in NHL 96.
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Oh my god, they're bad enough already.
I actually don't have
favorite. I don't have, I'm not, a, yeah.
It's, I, we would probably say the Leafs, but they're so bad that nobody really cares about them anymore in Toronto.
I think. I don't really. No.
Oh, yeah, we probably should have said the Senators.
You did say the Senators. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Not from Ottawa, I think.
So no Raptors? No Raptors love?
No, I don't think anyone likes the Raptors. Like, even in Toronto, I think it's like, weird. Who cares? Yeah, when they first, like early, when it was still
cool. Actually, but it's actually awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
So basically, like a...
circus.
It's a 3-hour party. Yeah,
it's a
weird
party.
Music between the
everybody
plays.
Has things and they do like that.
There's like people doing flips and dunks and stuff. Guys in mascot.
There's a little bit of basketball, I think.
Something.
Basketball in the middle. It's a party with basketball. Gotta get
the hype
man
in there.
So which other bands are you good friends with?
Bunch of them.
Evening Hymns, we're good friends with Jonas from Evening Hymns. And
last night we played with Great Bloomers from Toronto.
Brood.
Lily Brood, OBJU. Timber Tambor was there last night.
RAA, we're going to be meeting up with in a week or so. Good friends of ours.
Are you guys going to Vancouver for the, during the Olympics?
We're playing the Olympics, yeah. We're going to be representing Ontario.
Any future projects you guys got planned?
Yeah, we're writing all the time.
Lastly, any pranks or jokes you make to one another or to other bands?
Other bands?
I think just being around each other is good enough prank.
Yeah. I don't think we really do that.
I threw an egg at the window once. But it was our van.
That's a prank on yourself.
I don't know. I had a sandwich and it was just thrown.
We're too nervous to prank other people.
Yeah.
So thank you for taking time to do an interview.
Thank you.
It was a blast.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
Cool.